Get in touch by phone, text or email.
Now, here's another interesting topic that was submitted by a listener. She's a lady who accompanies elderly people, an elderly person, on a walk around Killarney. And this is the observation she's made. She says, Deirdre, visitors are always way more respectful towards the elderly than the locals. The visitors will always step aside to allow the elderly person to pass by, unlike our locals who are always in a rush. So now, that's interesting, isn't it? Okay, if you've any thoughts on that, do let us know on the usual numbers. Now, with the winter fast approaching, many theatre groups across Kerry, of course, will be up and running again and putting on new plays. But one amateur theatre group in Killarney, Docus Drama Group, are asking playwrights, ordinary people, you and me, people who maybe never written a play in their lives, to send in a 15-minute play that could ultimately be performed by Docus Drama Group. So whether you're an active writer or maybe somebody who's never written before, this could be for you. And especially if you have the germ of an idea somewhere in the back of your mind about a story that might be a great stage play. Well, we sent Ryan Jones out to talk to Docus chairperson Liz Ryan to find out more.
So I'm sat here joined by Docus's chairperson, Liz Ryan. First of all, hello Liz, how are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you Ryan.
So first of all, just tell us a bit about Docus, Liz.
Well, Docus Drama Group is a local drama group and we're very much community based and we're together approximately some 45, 46 years. So, you know, over the years we've put on many productions going from classic to more modern day plays.
So tell us about your latest project then.
Our latest project now is to do with new writing. And a few years ago, we started this initiative where we put a call out for people to write 10-minute plays. And the first section of it was we actually just asked people to write about a play about the letter, for example. And it was incredible the number of different plays we received. And we put these plays on and the audience absolutely loved them. So we repeated this exercise again. And now this year, we've put a call out for slightly longer plays, 15 to 20 minutes. So we've asked people to write about either the reunion, the visitor, or, quote, I'm back.
So where's this idea first come from?
The idea was born out of, we wanted to experiment to see if people would enjoy shorter dramatic pieces. And also just to, you know, as a throw out to people who are writing perhaps and who might never have thought of writing a play before. So we just wanted, it was really just to, it was an experiment, I suppose you could call it. We began with 10-minute plays and they were very successful. People really enjoyed them. Like the audience were constantly telling us, oh gosh, it was a great night's entertainment. We had so many different stories to listen to and no one story was too long because it was 10 minutes, it was restricted to minimal props and a maximum of 4 characters on stage. So it was all very simple. This year we've sort of changed it a little bit in that we put a call out for 15 to 20 minute plays and this time we gave people a prompt. So you could either write a play about the reunion, the visitor, or quote, I'm back. So it's left to the person's imagination. So we're getting quite a lot of plays in at the moment. So it's wonderful just that to think there's so many talented writers out there that will be having their work performed on the stage.
And you said you've done these plays before. So tell us about some of the plays you've had in the past.
Well, we've had a mixture of plays. Like there's been across all genres. We've had comedy, tragedy, melodrama and pure drama. And it's been great because, you know, there's a mixture of genres on the night so that people are laughing one minute, then they're more thoughtful after another piece, and then perhaps, you know, really there could be just sort of, you know, people can be very touched by some of the writing as well. But overall, the aim, of course, is to entertain.
And in regards to, like, advice to maybe people listening who might be interested in writing a play, what sort of advice would you give to them to write for a 50-minute play for your productions?
Well, I would say, first of all, to make sure that you follow the criteria, that you are, you know, working within the framework of the 15 to 20 minutes, that you stay within the, you know, the parameters as well, you know, with the titles that were given. And also, you think about the entertainment value, think about the story that you want to tell. Also, think about, you know, the suitability of staging it, because obviously if you write a play and it's about some place up in space or something like that, probably wouldn't be chosen because of the restrictions.
If somebody is interested in, you know, submitting a play, how do they submit a play to yourself?
Okay, so what you do is you write your play in, as a Word document, and then you send it to docusdramakillarney@gmail.com. And that's all you do. And then, and obviously, like, you mustn't put your name on the actual script. Your details and contact details have to be on a separate sheet of paper, and then the plays are passed to a reading group, and then they're chosen with, first of all, the entertainment value, and secondly, then the suitability to cast.
And when and where will these plays be performed afterwards?
Well, previously to this, and the Killarney Avenue Hotel, we have been really good to us and have allowed us to stage our productions there.
And if someone's listening to this and thinking, oh, I'm not really a playwright, I don't really want, I haven't got an idea, but I would love to get into acting and actually be an actor in one of your plays, is that possible, and how would they contact you if it is?
Absolutely. You know, I would say jump in. If it's something you really want to do, be it the writing or be it acting, come on board, and we do workshops, and then they learn that way. And, you know, it's a great group to be part of. Keep an eye out on the papers or on our Facebook page, because we will be having a meeting shortly, and we're always thrilled to get new members.
Thank you very much for that, Liz.